Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That's a staple of Fridays around here. It's the cookie jar. I've got questions. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day is on Saturday. What's the oldest thing hanging out in your refrigerator?
This is funny because, you know, I saw this question. I started looking at some expiration dates, and Lisa does a tremendous job of cleaning out the refrigerator. And so we don't have a lot of things with expired dates. Sometimes you look in the freezer and you've got an old bag of peas or something that's been forever because just no one wants to eat it. But what she doesn't do is clean out the fridge in the garage.
Oh boy.
And we have a pot of chicken noodle soup that has been there for probably 3 months. And it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, I don't really want to open the lid at this point. Now, it's been refrigerated, but I guarantee you there's something growing in there. And at some point, I am going to have to clean it. And I'm going to have, because I want to keep the pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I look at that one. And every time I walk in the house, I want to say, hey, did you know that your pot's still out there? I'm sure she's wondering where it is. I know. And I know that it's filled with yuck.
So in my fridge, I don't think we have anything like homemade like that that's old. It would have to be all of the condiments. Like we don't go through the door. That's where all of our salad dressings, our mustards, for sure. There's got to be a really old mustard, an old ranch dressing that's just, we don't use it. So it just sits there and we never look at it. I mean, I didn't go through and investigate like you did, but that's what I would say.
I've got some old barbecue sauce that somehow has found itself in a Tupperware container. I don't know why it's in there, but that's probably it.
Now, your condiment, Heather, would not be ketchup, though, because you love ketchup, right?
Oh, no. There's no expired ketchup in our house. Yeah. That's for sure.
I probably tartar sauce. We don't eat much fish. So something like that that's just probably expired way beyond it.
So this happens routinely for me. When I lost a bunch of weight, I decided it starts at the grocery store. You want to make good decisions at the grocery store. So I feel like every week I'm buying like spinach and I have the best of intentions, right? I'm going to work it into a salad or a smoothie, or I'm just going to find a way to get more dark leafy greens. Ooh. And then 2 weeks go by and it's like this gross bag of wilted
swampy
spinach. Yes, swampy is a great word. It's always spinach.
That's
so
gross.
You're not Popeye.
No. I like olive oil though.
And your bolognese.
There you go. Next question. Who is your favorite small athlete of all time? Heather, besides Amon Ross St. Brown.
Okay.
I'd have to go with Spud Webb. 5'7 is one of the shortest NBA players of all time. Won the 86 slam dunk contest. And part of why he won was just simply because of the vertical. Like there wasn't really anything spectacular about the dunk other than he was dunking. I thought it was awesome and it was right there. I was 10 years old at the time and I thought, man, if he could do it, anyone can do it.
The picture of him dunking is pretty sweet because there is so much room from his feet to the ground.
Yeah, it's almost like the same amount of height that he is tall is what his vertical was.
Wow. I've never heard of him before. I just Googled him. Pretty cool. I don't know a lot of small athletes besides Amon-Ra. Barry Sanders is the first one that I thought of. And it happened to be that he was standing next to Barry Sanders when I thought he was small.
So. Yeah, Barry's 5'8". That qualifies. Yeah.
I'm going to say Darren Sproles. He's not much bigger than I am. And he, like, I've stood next to John Jansen and TJ Lang, and imagine a body my size next to bodies those size, and everybody's moving and flailing around, and appendages are flopping around everywhere.
Oh boy.
Like, that's that's amazing that he could play as long as he did in the NFL.
Yeah, 5'6".
5'6"?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a little man.
Yeah.
I'm going with Kirby Puckett. I loved watching Kirby Puckett play baseball. He wasn't the typical athlete. He was shorter, 5'8", but also stocky. Man, he always delivered when it mattered.
I'm going to give you a guy that kind of gets forgotten about because Ed Reed dominated the era. How about Bob Sanders laying the lumber from the safety position at all of 5'8" to be able to lay people out at 5'8"? Give me Bob Sanders.
He won DPOY 1 year.
Yeah, he did. All right, would you rather be a fan of an elite offense or an elite defense?
Well, I'm an offensive guy, so I'd have to say offense. I could appreciate what's going on up front, and I fall into that trap too. Like, I just want to see some excitement. I want to see the combination of a balanced offense. Those are always the most dominant. You can't stop the run, and then all of a sudden they go to the play action. That's why we love the Lions when it's operating as Dan Campbell's plan sees fit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would pick the offense just because I think it's more fun to watch.
Defense
for sure. Look at the Super Bowl last year. I mean, the clinic the Eagles put on, the clinic that the Bears put on in 85, the clinic that the Ravens put, like, an elite offense wouldn't beat that.
I'm going to split the tie. Give me offense. Here's the thing with defense. You got an elite defense, you're always in the game, but you're never confident you're going to win it because you're always waiting for this offense that's not very good to find a way. When I have a great offense, I'm never out of it. And every drive is exciting.
In the defense of defense, I think one of the greatest Super Bowls is one of the most boring Super Bowls, and that was Pats-Rams. That game to me was just, it was a defensive masterpiece on both sides.
That game sucked.
Exactly.
All right, the Pope ranked his top four movies of all time. What's your personal Mount Rushmore?
All right, so this was heavy discussion this morning, and I'm venturing to say that there's probably only one on mine that maybe you guys have seen. Maybe another one, but you guys know I'm a big John Wayne fan.
Are these all John Wayne
movies? No, they're not all John Wayne, but the first two are. El Dorado, by far my first and favorite movie of all time. Whenever I'm in a bad mood, and this is how well Lisa knows me. If I'm in a bad mood, she knows it. When I come home, El Dorado's on the TV. And it just calms me down, puts me back in the frame of mind. I become a better dad, a better husband. Rio Bravo is the other go-to John Wayne movie. John T. Chance. And so my third, John Wick, the second one.
Okay. I knew it. I knew you were going to put that on there.
John Wick, the second one. And I started thinking about this yesterday when we were talking about Lions fans going to Lincoln Financial. It's like John Wick. You go through the catacombs, you take care of business, and then you got to fight your way out. Exactly what we're looking for. And then my fourth, Hoosiers. Gotta love Hoosiers. At one, just it makes me smile every single time, and I get just excited when they measure the basket in Indianapolis, and I'm just ready to go.
Have you seen Hoosiers, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
My team's on the floor.
I'm still struggling with this question because I have a list of so many of my favorite movies in front of me. Uh-huh. And it's, do I want to pick the movies that are actually good movies, like well done, cinematic? Like,
no, this is just your four favorite movies. Like,
don't worry about what the film critics say.
Because
mixed messages again.
This is really difficult for me.
Where are we going to go eat?
Okay, so Dirty Dancing is definitely on the list. One of my all-time favorite movies. I think Home Alone makes the cut.
Oh,
also
wow.
Going on the list. A movie that I can always watch when it's on TV. It's not a good movie, but I enjoy it. Pitch Perfect.
Oh,
and then,
big fan of TG Lang.
Yeah, exactly.
Two.
He's in a sequel,
gosh. I don't know.
Throw a dart, pick one. Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
I don't know.
What?
My Cousin Vinny.
Okay.
Solid. All right. Yeah.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Return of the Jedi, The Prestige, and Moneyball.
All right, I'm going to give you my honorable mentions quick. Goodfellas, Departed, Seven, and Silence of the Lambs. And
you know there's only four people on Mount Rushmore. Just give us four
names.
I know,
so I'm giving my honorable mentions first.
Who's the honorable mention of Mount Rushmore?
Yeah.
Be your next week's cookie jar.
All right. My four. Dark Knight. Masterpiece. It's the one, it stepped outside its genre because the acting and the storyline was so good. Like, it's not a superhero movie. It's a great movie.
It's a superhero
I agree
movie.
With
no,
you.
No, it's not.
It is a very, John, very good movie. It's on
it's
my
a,
list.
Batman is a superhero.
Watch it. Watch Heath
Ledger.
He did
watch it.
He did watch it.
I have
it.
Watched it, yeah.
And El Dorado's better?
Yeah.
Please. Infinity War is second.
Now, that's a superhero movie.
It moved ahead of Empire Strikes Back, which was my favorite before that, right behind Dark Knight. And I thought it was better than Empire Strikes Back and holds up. And then the fourth one, or Empire's third, and then Endgame is fourth.
Okay. Shawshank,
yep.
Inception,
yeah.
Goodwill Hunting, and Rocky IV. I'm a sucker for that cheesy Rocky movie.
There you go. All right. Yeah. At least you have a sports one in there.
He dies.
Yeah.
He dies.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Throw in the towel.
You can't win. For Christmas, colored lights or all white?
All right. So in the Jansen house, we do both. But I will say this. If it were up to me, it would be colored lights and there wouldn't even be an option. We do colored lights outside, and I just put them up, some of them yesterday. They're on this morning. I thought they looked spectacular. But on our Christmas tree inside, Lisa loves the white lights. Now, with Teddy,
the whites are much better.
We have a new Christmas tree that has the button that you can hit for all that. It can be blinking. They can, you know, the lights aren't twinkling. Yes, okay. Or they could be colored. They could be white. And Teddy prefers colored lights, so I might get my way this year.
Mm-hmm. I have some rules about the lights at our house. Same kind of thing as you do. Inside, it's white lights. Outdoors, it can be anything. I like the colored lights outdoors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely colored lights.
Colored is fine.
Yeah.
More than fine, David.
Yeah, I'll take the David lights outside, and then the tree has got to be white.
Okay.
The whites are much better.
You were just waiting for this, weren't you?
This is great. The colors. I like the colors for the Christmas tree inside and outside the house. As David would say,
colored is fine.
That's your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.